It's midnight, and you know what that means, don't ya? Welcome, citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Gilroy McFadden. And I am your host. Tonight, you get to listen to me quit smoking. I can at least make it 24 hours, I can prove that much. Man, this is gonna fucking suck. Really wish I had a small hamster to just squeeze right now. It's 8:54 p.m. on November 12th, 2003. It's 8:54 p.m. on November 12th, 2003. I have smoked my last freaking cigarette. Aren't you lucky? You get to listen. Oh man, this is gonna fucking suck. Westbound on Highway 20 in my personal vehicle after spending a very freaky day in Waterloo. I'm headed to my girlfriend's house for a quick 2.5 hour snooze before having to get up, drive for another hour to pick up somebody's semi, and drive it to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Drop it off for him, and then wait to hitch a ride back with a different semi driver. And that's the thing that really sucks, because I associate smoking with driving big time. It's 9:02 p.m. It's been 8 minutes. I don't feel any better yet. It's 9:04 p.m. now, and I'm just starting to get my first real craving. It's been what, 8 minutes? Fuck, I'm weak. Okay, it helps that I threw them out the window. Both packs. I don't have any cigarettes whatsoever in the car. And furthermore, there are no stores to buy cigarettes at for another 10 minutes. By which time, maybe the craving will have gone. It's been 8 minutes and I need a cigarette! Oh, God. Okay, well, hey, no problem. I smoke a lot, you know, and I am driving. I can do this. Furthermore, I really wish I had a small hamster to just squeeze right now, so I could just hear it scream and relieve a little bit of my stop smoking stress. I'm doing this thing where I catch myself reaching up with my right hand to pat my left breast pocket where I've kept my cigarettes for the last 23 years without even realizing it. I mean, I know I'm not smoking anymore. I know I don't even have any cigarettes because I threw them out the window 12 minutes ago. And still my body is just acting on its own. It's acting with a mind of its own and just reaching for smokes. It's 9:11 p.m. I just did it again. The whole reaching up to grab the cigarettes out of my pocket thing without thinking about it. Fuck! Incidentally, 9:11 happens to be the exact time when I last woke up. 24 hours ago. I've been up for 24 hours now. Lovely. That'll help. Definitely, that'll help. Being really tired and vulnerable. This is Gilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Rockwell City, Iowa, the golden buckle on the Corn Belt. This is the first town that I'm going through after quitting smoking that has a store that's open that's selling cigarettes. Oh, fuck. Man. Oh, there it comes. Oh, it's a Casey's. Maybe I should just throw all my money out the window, too. What, I've got close to 600 bucks on me right now. I could afford the shit out of a pack of cigarettes. Boy, I could really smoke the shit out of some cigarettes right now. Okay, there goes Casey's. Made it. I feel very anxious. Oh, okay, one more store to get by. Bastard stores. It's a come and go. And, here it comes. Up on the right, they've got good smoke deals in there. In fact, if I may, they've got a new kind of cheap cigarette right now called Checkers. I believe what they do is they take old cigarettes that have gone stale, and they reconstitute them with preservatives and stuff and repack them. And then they can sell them for like $1.79 a pack. Sure, they suck. They taste like shit. They're dry. They're crackly. They're really rough. They're harsh. They suck. Smoking them will give you asthma if you don't have it. I mean, you'll just have an asthma attack. You just light up, have an asthma attack. But that's one of the things that's so great about them. And I'd really like, oh, I would love so much right now to just put one of those in my mouth and, you know, do that little thing with my lighter, you know, that have the fire and just touch the fire to the end. There it goes. There it goes, come and go. I'm feeling lightheaded. And just suck that first lung full of smoke in and close my eyes and count to seven and wait for that rush of my blood vessels contracting. Okay, well, hey, does anyone need a cigarette? It's freaking 9:26 p.m. and I'm having a really serious one right now, serious Jones for a smoke. You know that? How do I describe this? It's like I can't catch my breath. Oh, what a bad time to hit a town. This is Kilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Lytton, Iowa, the hottest little town for business in the state. The store in this town is a Sparky's One Stop. They've got really good, cheap Marlboros in that store. Oh, Marlboros are so yummy. Hey, what are the two packs that I threw out the window earlier? In fact, it would be 28, 29, 30, 34 minutes ago. What's a package of Marlboros? Is a package of Marlboros and a package of USA Golds that I just had on me for bumming to other people. Okay, well, I'm through Lytton. I made it. 7 miles to the next town. I really need a smoke. Hey, 9:30 p.m. The first real craving is ended. I can do this. I'm gonna drink 3 gallons of Mountain Dew a day, and I'll probably have to take up heroin, but I think I can do this. This is Kilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Sac City, Iowa, a place to grow. Some people say a place to grow weird. Yeah, other people say, will the last person leaving Sac City please shut off the lights and lock the doors? Well, it's 9:34 p.m. and there are 4 open stores in this town. But ever since 9:30 when I was in that last town, I haven't had any cravings. I'm feeling really positive about this. But I'm also like scared about the next craving. I mean, that one was pretty bad, and God, that's just the beginning, you know? Well, who do you think it is?
Hi!
Hi! Guess what I did at 8:54?
What?
Guess.
What?
Do you have any food?
Yeah. Did you quit your job?
No.
What?
Quit my job.
Last time.
Why do you just automatically assume I quit my job?
Last time you showed up unexpected on a Wednesday night is because you quit your job.
That was a shitty job.
I know.
I threw all my cigarettes out the window.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many?
Two packs. And I didn't do that bargaining with myself, gonna smoking them all, and I didn't do that, I'm gonna smoke one more and then start evenly at 9 o'clock thing. I just did it.
Two whole packs?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was more like one and a half. Yeah.
Oh, fucking A. At what time?
8:54.
8:54 is now 9:40.
Oh, I had a serious one at like 9:24. Going through Rockwell. But yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I'm gonna do at least
20. Happy for me.
Oh, for you.
Yeah.
9:54 p.m. 1 hour. It has been 1 hour since I threw both packs of cigarettes out the window. But I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I can feel one coming on. I can feel one coming on, but I'm gonna be okay. I've already eaten over a pound of food, which means I'm only gonna eat 24 pounds of food a day, so maybe it's time to start liking rice cakes. Oh yeah, 9:59 p.m. Here comes another one. It's happening. Maybe it's just the stress of having to listen to the damn mixer bowl. Oh, if I only had a small hamster to just very slowly crush in the palm of my hand right now. Which I'm not gonna do, because I'm not gonna smoke. I'm done. Oh, with the mixer. I have to leave this room. It's 10:02 p.m. and it is really starting to hit hard. I'm just getting ready to go get an hour and a half of sleep before going to work. Man. I can do this. I can do this. The stores are closing in 58 minutes. Then I won't have a choice. Unless somebody at work has a cigarette. Yeah, maybe someone at work will have a cigarette they can bum me. 12:10 a.m. I'm awake, but just barely. Oh man, you know, I could break down and buy a pack of cigarettes right now. I think if I saw a part of a cigarette, or happen to have part of a cigarette on me, I would probably smoke it right now. Yeah, waking up wanting a cigarette thing. Oh, you get to be with me when I'm doing my one of my psycho I'm almost late for work runs. It is 12:12 a.m. I'm really tired. I'm in Sac City, Iowa. God, I bet I sound drunk. 12:12 a.m. I'm trying to get to Care Hall. Hopefully by 1 o'clock so I can just roll out with that new semi. It is 12:23 and I'm just right now sort of bypassing a little town called Auburn on my way to work. 12:23 a.m., by the way. November 13th. And I just spilled half a can of extremely exceptionally ice cold vanilla Coke straight into my lap. I mean, right. I'm getting a vanilla Coke enema right now, basically. Thank you. God damn it, this would be easier if I had some pot. Just, 12:29, this is a bad one. Holy fuck, do I need a cigarette? Oh, I just get the shivers just wanting a cigarette. I don't get the false impression that each and every craving is the worst, because that's not exactly how it goes, but fuck. Oh, I just feel frustrated right now. I just fucking need a cigarette. That and to pass this slow asshole in front of me. This jerk-off just fell asleep. Just fell the fuck asleep. I just about watched him die. I still might yet watch him die. Holy shit. Oh, it's like Invasion of the Day of the Dumbasses who only drive 50 miles an hour around here. It's fucking 12:37 a.m. and I'm just fine. Just fine.
I don't need any freaking cigarettes. It is 31.7 miles from my girlfriend's back door to the parking lot at work. A little route analysis, about 4 miles of it is 25 zone, 2 miles of it is gravel, and there are 5 stop signs. I did the 31 miles in 27 minutes. Tonight's assignment, since I've got to, holy shit, this truck only has 20 miles on it. Single axle tractor, single axle trailer, empty, all the way to Sioux Falls from Carroll in high wind. This is going to be a blast. Little 24-foot trailer. This thing is such a cute little truck. Oh, what a cute little truck. 1:35 a.m. November 13, 2003. I just got done with particularly bad Jones for smoke. Smoke craving, nicotine withdrawal symptom. It was really easily the most devastating one so far. That's from about 1:20 until, well, until now, of course. 15 whole minutes. Oh, Jesus, it sucked. I can still feel it. There's still waves of it going through me like tremors, like aftershocks. I just have this urge to just fucking scream. Just fucking scream. It's 1:42 a.m. I didn't think another craving could start so closely on the heels. At the end of the last one, it's only been 7 minutes. God, it's back like a stomach cramp, like a death in the family. Oh, I just fucking need a cigarette. 7 minutes later. Who am I kidding? I'm sitting here looking forward to 8:49 p.m. tonight. You know, I'm sitting here like formulating how many hours it is till I officially finished the 24 hours that I'm recording for the show so that I can smoke a cigarette again. I ain't quitting. God, I'm such a loser. 2:16 in the morning. Here comes another one. This one's just creeping on. I don't know how bad it's going to be. I'll keep you informed, since that's why you're listening. Oh, this sucks. Well, this is Kilroy McFadden, of course. Naturally, it would be no one else, would it? It's 2:21 a.m. November 13, 2003. There are no stores open in this town. None. And now that it's after 2, there are no bars open in this town. So this town is a big closed wasteland of no smokage. And I hate it. Ugh. Hey, but at least I get to try Correctionville Hill, which is sort of a performance benchmark test for semis. Oh, I didn't just say where I worked. I'll edit it out. Or I'll beep it. Since we go by there all the time. I'm expecting this one to kick ass, because this is a really fast truck. Okay, there was a craving. Holy shit! That started at 2:41. Hey, everybody! I just blew by a police officer in a 55 zone going 80. And he didn't even blink! Who am I kidding? It's 2:41 in the morning. He's probably asleep. 7 a.m. November 13, 2002. I feel empty. I feel just a growing emptiness. I think about a life without my friends.
The cigarettes.
I think about a life without my friends. The cigarettes. I can't even contemplate that life. What am I going to do without cigarettes? What the hell am I going to do without cigarettes? I won't be able to, like, go boating, skateboarding, road tripping. Without cigarettes, I can't do anything. I'm going to be paralyzed with inaction. God, I can't even sit around and watch TV. I can't do anything. I feel like somebody's died. Only I don't know. No. I feel like somebody's died, and I don't know who it is. I just know that somebody's dead. It's that whole vague uneasiness, unnerved feeling. Oh, no, wait, fuck. This is just the start of another craving. Okay, cool. 307. It's official.
Patches or prescriptions that often don't work. We'll rush you the all-natural smoke-away system that's sweeping the country, and we guarantee you will be smoke-free in just 7 days, or it won't cost you a dime. Smokeaway's amazing all-natural herbal formula works to completely eliminate your desire for nicotine in 1 week, just like it has for thousands nationwide.
After I got the Smokeaway program, I have never even wanted another cigarette. I smoked for 24 years, and I quit smoking in 3 days after using Smokeaway.
Don't be a slave to cigarettes anymore. Quit smoking for good. The safe, all-natural way is Smokeaway. Call now to receive our special 50% radio discount. 1-800-219-2492. That's 1-800-219-2492. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-219-2492. That's 1-800-219-2492.
What's that number? Well, that's interesting. Earlier, it seems like a long time ago to me, but there was that craving I had at 307, and now I'm getting one at 319. They seem to be coming in sets of two. There's like a minor one, and then a big one. And this is the start of a big one. I actually feel kind of sick. I want a cigarette so bad. I'm actually kind of almost physically ill. Either that or I'm just really tired. No, can't be really tired. Hey, 3:28 a.m. That one didn't last very long. You know, all of a sudden I feel sorry for Michael Jackson. Okay, it's 4:14 a.m. I am in Sioux Falls, actually nearly in the heart of it, at the airport anyway. There should be about 5 minutes left of history, if I'm reading history right, until my next craving. I'm getting really tired. I'm really glad this drive is over. Hey, look at that. It's 206 miles from Carroll, Iowa to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay, I'm getting ready to go into the crosstalk here in Sioux Falls. It's going to be really hard not to ask someone for a cigarette if they've got one. But I can do this. I'm strong enough. And I don't want to fucking smoke. I'm sick of it. 5:01. Even the fucking Swisher Sweet cigar is making me crave one. Good morning, the sun is up. It is 9:53 a.m. Fuck me. Would it be comforting to have a cigarette right now? Holy shit. I'm so close to buying a pack. 13 hours. It's been 13 hours ago that I quit. I'm having the worst nicotine craving yet, right now. 13 hours. It is so fucking strong, it just makes me want to fucking cry. God damn it. I can fucking get through this, but son of a fucking bitch. Ugh. Go home,
mix up the show and put it on, and it'd be just fine. Oh, God. Then I could smoke. I could fucking smoke. Fucking cigarettes. You know, it's like... I just feel so sad without them. I just feel so... empty. This just sucks. This just fucking sucks. 9:55 a.m. I'm not gonna buy any. Fuck it. I can make it 24 fucking hours. I can at least make it 24 hours. I can prove that much. 8:54 tonight. I'll even have the packs bought and have one ready in my hand to light at 8:54 tonight. But I ain't smoking one till then. Fuck that. I'm gonna make it 24 hours today. I'm gonna at least do that. 9:57. Okay. I've almost got myself talked into buying a pack of cigarettes. It would be so easy. Oh, I could just smoke a cigarette. I could change the rules and say I'm allowed to have one a day. That wouldn't work, would it? Oh my God. Oh, this was fucking horrible. Okay, well, it started basically, the craving started at about 9:46. And it's already lasted 12 minutes. Let's just see how long it goes. I'm just gonna last out, just out of curiosity's sake, I'm gonna last out this craving. That's what I'm gonna do. God, I bet I sound like such a whiny fuck right now. Okay, it's 11:07 a.m. And if I find a fucking part of a cigarette right now, I'm gonna smoke it. If I find a fucking, God damn it, why'd I clean out my car? Fuck, if I find anything, I'm not buying a pack of cigarettes. I'm not buying a pack of cigarettes. Fuck that. I can make it 24 hours. I can do it. Ugh! Jesus, you know, cigarettes have always just been something to do. It's like I'm bored and I just need something to do, so I just light a cigarette and smoke it absently, you know? Because that's just what I do, and holy shit. Holy shit. Do I fucking want a cigarette right now? You can't even... God, it's so hard to describe to non-smokers what it's like. It feels like... I can't breathe deep enough, you know? Unless what I'm breathing is smoke. This just sucks. It's 11:10 a.m. And I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it 24 hours. Fuck. Ah! God damn it! Fuck! Ah! I don't fucking seem to be breathing any easier. Ugh! God damn it! God fucking damn it! No one would hold it against me if I was weak and smoked a cigarette. No one would do that. God damn it. Okay. Ugh. God damn, that one lasted a long time. Fuck. I don't need a cigarette. God, that sucked. Oh, fuck. I can make it 24 hours. I can make it 24 hours easy just to prove it. Sure, I'm saying to myself. I'll just quit smoking and record the effects, record my thoughts for the show. For 24 hours, I'll just quit. I'll just quit and see what happens. I'm thinking to myself, oh... I'll probably end up having to make shit up. It probably won't be as bad as I think it is. Holy shit. Holy shit. This is like... Curse you, Gabriel! Curse you for giving me my first cigarette! God! And I know you're out there. I know you're down there in Carroll, actually. Working at that stereo place. Yeah. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking when I was 9. You know what? I love smoking. I really do. I love smoking. There's nothing better than a cigarette. Fuck. I mean, I'd rather, I don't know. Now my nose is all stuffed up. Probably because I'm not smoking a cigarette and burning the snot out of there. I love smoking. God, I love flipping cigarettes around with my fingers and smoking them in different ways that it suggests different attitudes depending on how I'm holding the cigarette, how I'm sucking the smoke in. It's great. I love the whole social aspect of smoking. I love everything about smoking. It's 11:17 a.m. on November 13, 2003. And I have more than 9 hours left of this till I'm going to allow myself to smoke a cigarette. I can make it 9 hours, no problem. I already made it, 14 hours, 15 hours. I can make it 9 more. AM. I have failed. I just smoked a cigarette. 11:49 AM. I made it just shy of 15 hours. But I'm not a failure. Quitting smoking is hard. Someday, I'm gonna try it again. Fuck. Man, I gotta tell ya, it was better than sex. It was at least on par with, a typical blowjob, I love smoking. And I'm not quitting today. I thought I was, but I guess I'm not sick of feeling like shit all the time. Well, that's a down way to end the show. Roll the music! All of a sudden I feel sorry for Michael Jackson. Why do you just automatically assume I quit my job? Man, this is gonna fucking suck. I could change the rules to say I'm allowed to have one a day. Our lives run different ways. Through the rain I see you in the sun. Our stars shine anyway. If you ain't supported, we are one. It's 8:54 p.m. on November 12th, 2003. Really wish I had a small hamster to just squeeze right now. Man, this is gonna fucking suck. God damn it! Fuck! I know I don't even have any cigarettes. Because I threw them out the window. Gilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Rockwell City, Iowa. The Golden Buckle on the Corn Belt. All of a sudden I feel sorry for Michael Jackson. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking when I was 9. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking. When I was 9. fuck me, would it be comforting to have a cigarette right now. I have failed. I just smoked a cigarette. It was better than sex.
Ah! God damn it! Fuck! Ah!
You've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know show is produced by the McFadden Group and recorded at I Am Sad. I'd like to kindly thank the people that allow the show to be heard on the internet. Virtual One at VFTP.net and Trencher at Spank Wagon Radio, which can be heard, what is it, Thursday nights or Friday nights? One of those nights at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My name is Gilroy McFadden. Good night. What? I've got...